Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's the podcast of news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And on this edition of the Pawcast, we'll hear from Shelter Director Tawny Hammond about 23 dogs from a meat farm who were rescued by Humane Society International and transferred here to Northern Virginia. We'll get an update about how the special delivery adoption promotion helped find homes for a record number of pets this holiday season. And we're going to hear the story of Teddy, a hound who was roaming the streets in Franconia for almost 3 months before some residents worked together to save his life. Let's get to the podcast, the meat of the edition today, and we've got a special guest with us again, a repeat guest, Tawny Hammond, the shelter director. Always a pleasure to have you, Tawny.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be here.
We've got a big news story that we're going to be talking about. Over 20 dogs rescued by Humane Society International and transferred here to Northern Virginia, and the Fairfax County Animal Shelter is involved with this. So I guess the first question to ask, the obvious one, is how did the Fairfax County Animal Shelter get involved in this international event, if you will?
Well, we were made aware of it by the executive director of the animal shelter in Alexandria, and she reached out to us. She received a call from Humane Society International about the rescue operation and reached out to the shelter directors in the area, and there's actually six of us participating that'll be taking dogs from this rescue operation.
Okay, so six shelters around Northern Virginia.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a collaborative effort, a regional collaborative effort.
Okay. Now, these dogs are coming internationally from the Humane Society International. I mean, is this an unusual type of situation, event?
Well, Humane Society International does rescue operations and has efforts like this and initiatives all around the world. So for them, it's not unusual to be going in and working on addressing or eliminating, you know, cruelty and abuse when they find it and they see it. This is unusual for Fairfax. We're really excited to be participating in it. Something that's important, I think, to be part of.
Okay. And just a note for you listening, we're recording this podcast before the dogs arrive, but during the length of the podcast, you will be having the dogs and doing other things like that. So I just want to make sure our listeners, when they're hearing this, it could be a week or a day or even a month or two after this has happened, but just kind of bring that timeline up. So what happens at this point? The Fairfax County Animal Shelter has been notified. You're going to be receiving, 23 dogs, I think, from this operation?
It's 23 dogs total, and each shelter, the six participating shelters, will each get about four or five animals each.
Okay.
And that'll happen here in a few days.
Okay.
And then they'll be transferred to the shelters where they'll be allowed to acclimate and to also be seen by a vet.
Okay.
And just really, you know, they've been through a lot, just the flight alone.
Yeah.
I think it was 20-some hours. To get them here, start to finish. So some of them have arrived already, and some will be arriving. And what a lot of people don't know is that Fairfax County Animal Shelter is a registered transfer partner of the Humane Society of the United States, and which is affiliated with Humane Society International. And so when we're called to help, we do anytime we can. And so along with the other shelters in the region, we'll be dividing up the dogs, giving them as much time as they need to acclimate, getting them spayed, neutered, and ready to be adopted into their forever homes.
And I think what's important about this is it really reflects Fairfax County's tradition of aiding others in need, whether you're talking about local disasters or tragedies, and we send over rescue personnel to assist.
Sure.
So this is just really an extension of Fairfax County's values of reaching out and assisting as appropriate and as needed.
I know there's no typical amount of time that it takes to get a dog or a cat through the process, the vets and the spaying, the neutering and the acclimation, et cetera. But is there an anticipation on y'all's part about how long the process might take?
Well, it's a good question. Our hope is that they're available for adoption here next week. every animal is different, just like people. Every animal is an individual. Mm-hmm. And that's the way we treat each animal and assessing them, whether it's medically and behaviorally. Right. And just for us, it's about finding a forever home. Mm-hmm. And that's our end goal for each animal. And we come up with a plan for each, in this case, dog.
Right, right.
Whether it's a cat or any a rabbit or any other animal.
Yeah. We hope by the end of January all of these dogs have a home.
Yeah.
And we have been chosen to receive a Snowball, who has become quite famous and has been featured in national and local media. Who's the cutest? He looks like a snowball. He's this white puppy. So he'll be coming to Fairfax. So we anticipate quite a crowd of people interested in adopting Snowball. Mm-hmm. We're hopeful.
I actually spent quality time with Snowball last night, and he, all of the dogs were wonderful animals, but Snowball in particular seemed smitten with us, with coming to Fairfax.
Right.
And I said, welcome to Virginia.
Right.
He wants to be famous.
He does. I think we might be his agent.
Right.
We're going to find him a good home.
Now, with these dogs and other animals in particular, the animal shelter does a lot with Facebook and different social media channels. You're going to be doing some picture posting and all those kind of things when they get here?
Yeah, we already have. We posted some photos of them when they were still on the farm in Korea. And we got that post has received, I think, 60,000 views so far in the last 24 hours. So people are really interested in the story. And we're going to be posting updates daily as this goes on.
Right. So a good way, if folks are not following the shelter on Facebook, to do so, because when these dogs come in and go through all the acclimation and the vets and everything else, and then when they're available, it would be a good way to...
You'll hear it first on social media, to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
That's right. Be the first to be able to get in there and get one.
Absolutely.
Tawny, kind of a tough question. Put you on the spot a little bit. The animal shelter does such a great job with, getting animals homes, but there are so many animals right here that need homes. Mm-hmm. Why do we need to get dogs from so far away to populate the shelter?
Well, as Kristen said, we are a registered partner with Humane Society International, and as I said before about Fairfax having a long tradition of aiding those in need around the world. I think that we're continuing that tradition, and that's important. When we registered as a partner, we knew there would be certain circumstances where we'd be asked to help. And the community starts here in Fairfax County on a micro level, but really globally we're part of that community. Mm-hmm. We're part of the Virginia community in the region. We transfer in, I think last year was approximately 500 animals from around the area, the region, West Virginia and Virginia. From communities that simply don't have the adopters that we have in Fairfax, very population dense here, 1.2, almost 1.3 million people, and a tremendous amount of support from leadership and the community. So regionally, we're very, very committed to ending homelessness with pets. But I think participating in efforts like this and being part of Humane Society International is also important, and we can do both, and we do.
Yeah. How does this relate or compare to other transfers of animals or other receipts of animals as far as numbers when you're talking 20, 23, 25, at one time or something like that?
Well, to put it in a perspective, for Fairfax last year, we took about 500 animals as transfers in from under-resourced shelters in our own region. That's Virginia and D.C. So this is a drop in the bucket for us. We'll receive about 5 dogs from this situation, and it's not a huge number, but what it represents is really important, which is that we are working locally, regionally, nationally, and internationally to end animal abuse and to help save homeless pets and give them their second chances.
Yeah. I know, put you on the spot again, another question I don't know if you know the answer to, but this one has received a lot of media attention, as you say, and a lot of folks are interested in it and may not be aware that the Fairfax County Animal Shelter does take transfers from other shelters or even nationally or internationally. When was the last time something like this occurred for Fairfax County Animal Shelter with a kind of an international adoption like this or an international collaboration?
We have not participated in one of these rescues for the last several years, although they do happen in the region. In Washington, D.C., one of the shelters there just last year rescued dogs from Sochi, if you remember, during the Olympics. The dogs were being called, and destroyed in preparation for the Olympic Games. So regionally, a lot of this stuff does happen, and typically it's not very common, but it's an opportunity to help bring awareness. Mm-hmm. And what we always tell people, wherever they're from, is be aware of the local animal welfare issues in your own community, your own region, your own country, because animal cruelty, animal abuse, it's a worldwide problem. Mm-hmm. And so we encourage people to just be aware of those issues.
Yeah. Yes, that's a really good point, Kristen. I think really, you know, regionally, it's just something we're very committed to on a regular basis. So this opportunity to aid with this international effort just is reflective of what we do locally, mm-hmm. regularly.
Yeah. Just gives an opportunity, I guess, because of the uniqueness of the situation, to get some publicity to the good work that Fairfax and others do.
Absolutely.
And to highlight the collaboration, as you
said. I think that's a really good point that you're making. I appreciate that, because not only is what's happening just incredible and tremendous, what Humane Society International has done with the rescue, but also, too, the social media and the media in general is a wonderful, you know, opportunity for us to shine the spotlight on how incredible shelter animals are.
Right.
And just in general, no matter where they're coming from, what beautiful animals they are, and they're just waiting for their forever homes, and
sure.
we really want to connect with people. So it's win-win, no matter which
Absolutely.
Way you look at it.
Absolutely. All right. Give you the final mic for about 30 seconds. Anything else on this topic, or anything else you want to throw out as we begin the new year, the first PAWcast of 2015, because we don't get the director of the animal shelter on with us every week. So
she's also been named the chair of the executive committee of the National Capital Region Animal Shelter Collaborative.
It's a mouthful.
You need a long business card for that.
And I almost had it. And that's really exciting, because this is just the start of so many more collaborative efforts.
Wow.
That's an organization of 10 shelters, 10 animal shelters in our region, who will be working together on lots more projects like this.
Congratulations.
I'm very honored to serve. I think the thing we're really excited about, that Kristen's been developing a website and some other resources for folks, that if you don't find the animal that you're looking for, the pet you're looking for mm-hmm. to add to your home, mm-hmm. our sister shelters, our partners in the region, most likely have it.
That's
and we want
point.
To be able to connect that. We want to be connected. We want people to be able to know what's in Alexandria and Arlington and Fairfax and Loudoun and Prince William and Fairfax City and Washington Humane Society. So we're very excited. I think 2015 is going to be a year of lots of partnerships and collaborative efforts and really raising the awareness in the community.
Yeah. Collaboration, not competition.
That's all right.
Yeah.
And some of that's been very informal in the past, where people have worked together behind the scenes. And we're making that much more formal now.
Yeah, awesome.
And powerful.
Yeah, awesome. Well, congratulations on that. Thanks for being with us again. Always welcome anytime. So when Kristen's heading to the studio, just feel free to come along.
Well, it's wonderful to be with you. Happy New Year. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And speaking of the new year, at the end of 2014, the holidays and all that kind of good cheer and gift giving and a new holiday promotion that the shelter did with the special delivery adoption promotion. Kristen, tell us how that went.
Well, the special delivery adoption promotion was basically that we offered to deliver people's pets dressed as elves on Christmas Eve or Christmas if they adopted the few days leading up to Christmas. And it got a lot of media attention all over, both locally and nationally. The story went everywhere. People loved it. They loved the idea of grown-ups dressing up ridiculously and dropping off puppies at kids' houses. So one of the surprising things that happened is that while we only ended up delivering maybe 8 or 9 pets, we had another thing happen because of the promotion, which is that we emptied out basically the entire shelter.
Wow.
We had so many adopters. It was like a crowded shopping mall. It was so inspiring and so stressful, because we kept having to, you know, call our other organizations in the region asking them for more animals because we simply couldn't keep them in the shelter. So it was really exciting, and it was so we have some pictures of just how many people were in the shelter waiting to bring home a new family member. Mm. So many excited families making it part of their holiday.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that.
Well, and that's an awesome problem to have, is that you don't have enough, as they say, inventory for the store.
Well, yes. One thing I did want to say about what Kristen just described so well is that's really part of what we're about at the animal shelter. We're a community center, mm-hmm. resource center for animals in Fairfax County, and that's the spirit. That's what it felt like this holiday. We were definitely
right.
A community center. It was just very exciting.
Right. Awesome. And with her mind, there's no telling what kind of promotions we're going to see for 2015. So.
Well, Valentine's Day is just around the corner,
Stay tuned.
We may be dressed up as Cupid.
Just don't shoot me with the arrow. All right. We got to hear about Teddy, the hound on the run.
Another story which has gotten some attention, but not quite as much as the dogs from the meat farm, is Teddy. Teddy was this hound. He was adopted from the Animal Welfare League of Alexandria in August this past year, although we didn't know that until recently. Teddy started showing up in a neighborhood in the Franconia community, and he would not come near anyone. No one could catch him, but the neighbors, different neighbors, all started to try to lure him to their houses. They wanted to help him. He's a really cute little hound. And so one of our animal control officers, Officer Anna Lugo, who is most well-known for her rescue of Biscuit, another dog that couldn't be caught living in a community in Fairfax, she got involved, and she figured out that there were more than 10 residents in Fairfax County trying to help this dog, and wow. they were all working individually. Hmm. So she brought them all together, and they formed a Catch Teddy plan. And so over this took several months. He was first spotted in September and was caught December 19th, I believe. Mm. And so they all worked together, and the neighbors developed this plan, and they actually caught Teddy. They kind of lured him onto a porch, and then one neighbor shut the gate while the other one fed him a treat. Teddy was then, the happy ending is that he was brought to the shelter, and he was so terrified that you would touch him and he would start violently trembling to the point that we thought he might be having a seizure, and he was shaking so hard. And Officer Lugo came every day and worked with him, got him a little more acclimated, and he was soon adopted by one of those residents who had lured him with the treat. She brought him home and adopted him, and now he's part of a family, and he has a brother who looks just like him, and they are the best of friends. So it was a really happy ending and a good story about how the community worked with animal control to save this dog's life.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Another
story.
Score for Officer Lugo, too.
Yeah. Well, and I know we're almost out of time, and we're going to get to the featured pet of the week really quick, but can you throw out a telephone number or something? Is folks hearing that story, if they see an animal in their neighborhood and they have a concern or something like that, how can folks help?
Yeah, they just call the police non-emergency dispatch number at 703-691-2131, and an animal control officer will be dispatched.
Yeah. All right, awesome. All right, quickly, featured pet of the week, Coco.
Coco, she is so grumpy. She hates the shelter, and she's so funny. She's an older cat, and I love her. I can't believe she's still there. She makes this horrible meow. It goes like sound when you try to put her back in her kitty condo. She's perfectly lovely, but you try to put her back in that condo, and she's going to explain to you why that is not okay.
Right.
She's so cute. She's a great cat. She's been there longer than anybody, almost 6 months, and she needs to find a home. Mm. What I'm hoping is that what we are asking the community to do is, if they really want to do a good deed, come into the shelter and ask us to see our hardest to adopt pets, and you will get to see Coco and probably hear her crazy meow.
Mm. All right. Well, we've had good luck in 2014 with our featured pet being taken home quickly.
They all have.
So don't let us down, listeners. Coco, be sure to go in and ask for her. That's going to do it. We're out of time. Tawny, thanks again for being with us on the podcast here, the first one of 2015. Get the year off on the right foot.
I feel very special. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year again.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to you listening, and thanks for listening to the Animal Shelter podcast. And, you know, we say this, but do take it to heart and remember, the next time that you or your family would like to add a dog, a cat, a rabbit, a guinea pig, or other small pet to your family, please do come to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, because your new best friend is waiting for you right there. Now, the shelter is located at 4500 West Ox Road, Fairfax, open Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7 p.m., and again on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter. Be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You can also call 703 703- 830-1100, extension 2, or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered.
And we've mentioned social media before. Don't forget, sign up for the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram. Get the latest shelter news, events, success stories, and, of course, great pictures. And watch Tips and Tales, the Animal Shelter's TV show on Channel 16. Thanks for listening to the Animal Shelter Pawcast, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.